Welcome to another episode of Flashback, Tracks from the Past, the show that takes you back to the golden age of the tracked music scene.
Welcome to the flyover territory of the year. That is half of July and the first part of August. It's Saturday today and it's the 24th of July. Today, got nothing going on except the new music coming into this station. And my apology for the movie going on here in the background. Yeah, it's my father watching something cool. Alexander Brandon, Streetwise. It's music from the game Jazz Jack Rabbit. And Mr. Brandon has written the music for a lot of the song, if not all of them, from Jazz Jack Rabbit 2. Later on, he went on to compose music for games such as Dust and Elysian Tale. But Jazz Jack Rabbit is something of a staple here on the station. We played a number of the tunes from the game previously. We'll be right back. that would be a goat. Plus, it's Algar, Lust for Life. Demo parties, we have had a number of those. A really hectic spring to summer. In April, we had Revision 2021. May, Shadow Demo Party 2021. June, Forndata 2021. And in July, Gubbdata and Edison Party 2021. We covered all of them, and from Edison we also broadcast live. And we missed some of the parties, alas, but we can't be everywhere anytime at the day. So what's coming up? Well, August gives us 10 parties, September 4 and October 3, but I looked into the demo scene site here, and the only thing that seems to be from Sweden and in Sweden is ACGG Sommarhack 2021 and Syntax Society Sommarhack 2021, both in August. Anders Lundqvist, On the Run. If you're going to a demo party this autumn, please go to demoparty.net first, just to check the details. I told you a little bit about some of the demo parties a few minutes ago, but some of them might actually require a club membership or a fee or something. And dates are sometimes changed, and sometimes the parties are cancelled. So again, check up the details before really planning anything. Big Bad Boo, Dance with a Demon. You can probably guess why I chose that title. For anyone who wonders what a demon is, and I don't mean demon is, well, you know, Satan's little helper or something, I mean demon, spelled D-A-E-M-O-N. By the way, that's my handle. Yeah, that is either a helper process in Linux or Unix running stuff in the background, and that's kind of how I chose that name. But it can also be a spiritual attendant of some sort, so interpret it any way you wish. Chuck song number 8 by Chuck Homick. And things are getting better. In a few weeks to maybe a month, we will unveil a number of new functions for the website. You will be able to see details about artists and the songs. You will also be able to vote for songs. You can type your own comments on them. And in the future, a request system will go into effect, so to speak. What you do is you search for a song you like and you request it. And then stay tuned, and within 1 hour, the station will play it just for you. And everyone else listening, of course.
Espera. Quiero contar mis... Espera, tía. Espera.
And 1995 Byteware. If you read Generation Amiga and an article published yesterday, You get the following information. The Amiga 1000 was launched on July the 23rd, 1985. That's yesterday and at 36 years. Well, Commodore brought the Amiga to the public eye in the Star-Studded Gala, featuring Andy Warhol and Debbie Harry at the Lincoln Center in New York City. Well, honestly, Amiga 1000 wasn't even called that. It was just called Amiga. Later on, when they released the 500 and the 2000, they had to give it a name, so a 1000 sounded good. Yeah, I know, we told you this before, but, well, that's a little bit of a milestone for us Amiga geeks. Darkman 007, Shippo 5. I am back from my vacation, so I haven't planned much, but before I went, 2 weeks ago, I actually got my Workbench 3.2 or Amiga OS 3.2, complete with Kickstart ROMs for my Amiga 3000 and 1200. Yeah, of course I tested them, and I must say, everything gets better and better, and bigger and bigger. I'm amazed how many diskettes this set has now. Back in my day, it had like, I don't know, 4 or 5 at tops. Most of them were kind of extra stuff. Now I kinda lost count on 8 diskettes. It has a number of help file systems and stuff, so yeah, even Amiga stuff can become bloatware. Diggy DZ, Destiny. You haven't heard much of me this summer. Somewhere around July, I stopped broadcasting live. And the question is, do people want to hear that? Well, I put up a poll on Discord and it has not have had many people answering it, but I have sourced information from other people, ask them pretty much, and it seems like people are mostly positive to have a DJ that's me talking, but it's not that important. I guess the station is more for the music than anything else, and I'm fine with that. The podcast, of course, is different, but yeah, maybe it's better to put more effort into better, more, and nicer music. We'll see. Arty, four-wheel drive. As we are getting closer to August, it's almost a year ago. Well, it was in the early August when I said I want to create an Amiga show on YouTube. It would be an hour of me playing Amiga tunes and talking about them. As I was searching for some software to play the music, I came across something called Play It Live and found out that, hey, you can use this to broadcast, to create a real radio station. And now, here we are. Somewhere around September, it will be 1 year since the station started. I will try to find out some cool way to celebrate that. 8BM and the Rainbow Crash 80s. You will get absolutely no points for figuring out why this podcast is called Flashback Tracks from the Past. The slogan should be easy, and the first word, flashback, is of course a reference to the Delphine game Flashback from the early 90s. And news is in from Generation Amiga that Microids announces Flashback 2 is in production. Yes, a sequel is coming your way soon. Ah yes, this is news from May of 2021, so I don't know what's happening right now. But, well, according to Amiga, Generation Amiga, it will launch in late 2022, so yeah, we have to wait. Lush's Late Night in Legoland. And there is an instruction here. Read the title seductively. No, I am not gonna do that. Nobody wanna hear me read anything seductively. I'm pretty sure of that. At any rate, get some interesting things that really makes me wanna tear my hair off my head. That would be Amiga Amp. I have fought trying to get that piece of, well, something program running on my Amiga 3000 and my 1200. It just will not work. It crashes. It's like, okay, so you solved that problem. Now I'm going to find another reason to crash. Yeah, of course I could use my VLC player on my PC, but that's no fun. We'll be right back. Game of Fire with Chippy. I think it's a chip tune. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Of course it is. But it is actually Jackim, if you didn't know. Another name for some reason. Well, we have very little time left of this podcast or this broadcast hour. So thank you for listening. And next week we will be back with some more, well, topic episode, so to speak. This is DJ Demon, and I'm signing off right here, right now. Two songs to go, Jogeir Liljedahl, Calm Jazz, and we are exiting into the good night with Maxsoft, Whelps, and the Dark Team, Amiga Power. To be the smoothest song ever made for any kind of tracker platform. That's my opinion. So, bye-bye for now then, and remember, we will be back next Saturday at 9 PM Central European Time Zone.
Media Points. We'll be right back.